Oh, shit.
That's the wrong one, Adam.
You get what I'm saying? This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I want that on one of the recordings so that I don't have to edit it in. And then you're like yelling. It's probably your voice is probably on bleated over to that track.
What are you talking about? You have the same mixer I do. That track is completely isolated from any voice whatsoever. It's like there's no way that my voice can
that's true. You're right.
Bleed over there. All right, I need to stop recording over here.
Recording stopped.
Oh, YouTube, the one person who's on YouTube.
Hello, one person on YouTube, probably Kathy
we're
Bacon.
Ending it.
Goodbye. We're killing it. It's done.
I'm stopping recording. I'm turning off the stream so that on Sunday it doesn't start streaming for 45 minutes.
And we get way more views randomly of your office chair than anything else we've ever done.
The mixer is not streaming. I can switch.
Let's go to.
I can switch you to my yellow camera.
Can we do the thing?
Maybe this is really what color I am.
Just yellow?
Yeah. I mean, all of my lights are kind of a yellowish hue.
Hue. Oh. I think I have to go in. Is this YouTube Creator Studio? Why is the other?
Oh, I've lost one of the. Oh, that's not good.
You've lost one of the what? What'd you lose?
I have two Elgato lights, and the left one is not being seen by my software. All of a sudden, it has
vexed you.
It is not, so I can't turn it off.
I have to go to our live show. Are we done streaming off YouTube?
We are off of YouTube.
All right, I have unlisted it so that we are not.
I wonder if my boyfriend is home.
So, do you need to go get food?
No, but he wanted me to tell him when we stopped recording so that he could open the garage door.
Oh.
But he hasn't
The garage door wouldn't have.
The garage door is literally, Daniel, right below my feet.
Yeah, the filters would take it out.
The garage door, like when my seat shakes when the garage door opens. Like it's, like you.
Do you pay extra for that?
It was included. It was part of the package.
Zach, by the way, Zach just bought a new office chair. And I had him go to geekygay.com/shop first.
Oh, thank you.
So
yeah, you got everybody do that. I've not even made $100 yet. And Amazon won't pay you until you make $100. So everyone, when you're shopping on Amazon.
That looked like that worked.
Just so
I've got an 11 gig 1080p video file here that looks like that.
Oh,
worked.
I didn't talk. You, I can tell you how much I got. Oh, let's see. Amazon, it's very difficult. I don't know how to use their earnings. I'll tell you. It depends on the category. Some categories are, they told me they raised my percentages a little bit. But, so in October.
So I tested out that thing. I know that's very nebulous. I tested out the, podium.
Yeah.
And I did last week's, I had it do last week's show. So here, I want to tell you, this is what the show notes from Podium. So all I did was I gave it our entire edited audio, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, Zach says, enjoy your penny. Zach, are you driving? You're certainly not texting and driving. Because he was at a concert in Orlando tonight. I'm assuming he's on his way back home. Here's the thing. Oh, it's Kathy Bacon. When I buy my podcast equipment, Adam, I will go through you. Also, when you give me a shopping list and job aid, I will start my podcast. You're welcome. What is job aid? I don't
know what that is. Well, oh, he bought a chair?
Yeah, he bought a gaming chair. It wasn't much. It was like a couple $100. Ducks? Did I just say ducks? Yeah, it was a couple $100.
When did he buy it?
This week. Last week.
I don't think I got anything. It's not showing up.
Anyway, here's what Podium did when I gave it our full audio last week. It wrote 3 different episode summaries. Okay. So this is what AI thinks that our show last week.
So it is AI because you didn't say AI last week.
I didn't know. It's AI. So first of all, it gives us title suggestions. So here are some title suggestions for last week's show. Navigating through the maze, tech, fitness, pop culture, and more.
Okay. I mean, that's
exploring,
so generic.
Exploring the labyrinth of modern life.
It sucks so far.
The intersection of fitness, technology, and pop culture.
No.
All right. Here's the episode summary. Prepare yourself for a thrilling journey as we navigate through the labyrinth of technology, fitness, and pop culture. We promise you'll learn how to wrestle with pivot tables and Microsoft Copilot features, and you might even discover a new love for running, whether it's on a treadmill or on the open road. Our tangents might seem tech heavy, but fear not, because we'll also be diving into lighter topics, pop culture debates, survivor contestants, and the subtle art of the coin toss. We're also going to be your guides as we evaluate the possible uses of AI and dealing with spam, using CRISPR to combat bird flu, and even a whimsical game of identify that country. And because we're feeling a little nostalgic, we're going to take you back to the world news from October 13th, 1998. But that's not all. We'll also be engaging in some spirited discussions around the celebrity death phone game and our experiences with podcast The Geeky Gay. You'll also get to participate in some Friday the 13th trivia, and we'll even be testing your knowledge of TV shows and theme songs. So buckle up for a ride that's going to be as entertaining as it is enlightening.
We are not paying for that. There is no way. That sucks. I mean, I could ask ChatGPT to do it and it would be the same. It's not, because I tried ChatGPT. That sounds like I took the YouTube transcript and fed it into ChatGPT and said, give me a, that sounds like that. And it sucked. I know I got.
So here's one of the highlights that it thinks we should pull out this highlight and send it, you know, and make
the
a
Webby
TikTok.
Awards?
No, all make right. a, like a TikTok out of this.
Okay.
Join hostess Rebecca Blackwell now in this 10-minute demo tape highlighting city TV interviews from around the world. Hi, I'm Rebecca. So this is the just the Rebecca Blackwell video that I played.
Oh.
They also thought that this would be a good highlight, and it's titled "Joke About Doctor's Examination."
Okay.
So this is at the 34-minute mark. And it's a phone call. Hey, Mix Minus Daniel and Adam. Yes, I'm in California. Hey, Scott, I hope I'm making on time. It's 6:51 Friday evening, so no celebrity deaths. Although I'm just saying they will do retinas on life support. I have a joke.
Is this
it's
the one where
stolen,
he said,
don't ruin the joke,
masturbating or something?
Don't ruin the joke. It's a stolen joke. The used joke. Okay, so I went to the doctor's office. Yes, I was just feeling under the weather. I went to the doctor's office. He examined me. He looked me in the eyes and said, Scott, you have to stop masturbating. I was, why? He goes, I have to examine you. What? I would even buy, would even...
good.
And then the next speaker, they wanted to continue with this. And this is one of us saying, you have to say bye. If you say, I like it. I knew the punchline and yet still I laughed when I heard the punchline. So thank you, Scott. If you wanted to call in and give us your own version of a joke, that's it.
So for anyone who was listening or who cares, sorry. First of all, do you think it would be an interesting segment? No, it's probably not.
Probably not.
But I'm going to say anyway. You know, one way I could draw more people to my Amazon affiliate account.
Yeah.
Is to read things that people have bought.
Uh-huh.
That I have gotten affiliate. Like one of them was Crystal Lemon Lawn Aerator Spike Shoes. Somebody bought some lawn aerator spike shoes. I could read like what people are buying.
Yeah.
So, you know, as one of my, it's just as good as Fatty's receipt reading segment that he has
on
Wednesdays.
Thank you for calling.
Somebody bought a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah.
There was an electronic igniter kit replacement for a Weber grill.
Haven't been recording this. It's the after show and I just now hit record. Do we have a recording?
We do. I mean, my stream is recording.
Okay. I'm going to need that.
You have to clip it out.
I know. I'm going to have to pull out. I had to do that last week too. I had to pull. Fortunately, I was still recording on Zoom last week so I could steal the Zoom audio.
Okay. Zach, I know you were dying to know.
He dying to know.
I made how much I made from his chair.
Oh, you found the chair?
I found it.
Okay.
Is it a GT Player gaming chair? Chair with footrest and lumbar support?
That is it.
$3.42.
Wow. $3.42 from
We appreciate your support. One day I will get a check from Amazon.
I see.
Right now, you haven't made enough money yet, but
that's annoying that I forgot to record.
I know.
I
was thinking, I don't know how expensive it would be, but I was thinking of going like on Fiverr or something like that and hiring someone to handle our social media, TikTok, whatever.
Oh,
go in and
yeah.
listen to our show every week.
Yeah.
Produce some TikToks.
Yeah.
Do some X posts and some Instagram and whatever and see if that raised our number of listeners.
I would be for all of that except for the X post thing because I just don't.
Or whatever, wherever. Yeah. I mean, I know you don't like X, but I'm just saying.
No, but I think since we're doing video, I think it would be, if we could just do little 1 minute outtakes. You know, one per show, then that goes on TikTok and Reels and YouTube Shorts, right? It can go on all three.
Because I don't want to do it.
No, I don't either.
I just don't want to do it.
I did do it for a while. You know that, right?
I feel like I don't. Yeah, I do know. And I feel like I don't know if it contributed to any extra listeners, but I feel like we got a lot of views on some of the shorts.
Yeah.
And I feel like if that was continued.
Yeah.
You know, that it might. You know, one day we could win a Webby. I don't know how expensive that would be, though. It's probably to hire someone to do that for every episode is probably going to cost a chunk of change. I don't know. But I was just thinking about, there's no way I'm doing it myself. But.
Yeah, I'm not doing it either. No, we would basically have to, at that point in time, you would almost have to have an advertiser or something. That's not something we could realistically pay for. I mean, we could, but it would be a waste of our money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like
I have disposable income.
Yeah, you know? But I'm talking about this would probably be like $100 or more a show.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like, how much would it be?
You know, we can get people to bid for it. People can send us in. Yeah, how much would you charge us to do that? And we'll just take the lowest bidder.
I wonder if any listener would want to be like an intern and do that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You'd have to ask.
For free.
You'd have to ask.
Not for free. Maybe we could pay a small stipend.
I mean, you would get access to the
entire...
You
get a Chick-fil-A gift card for every episode that you do.
You would get access to the full Adobe suite, right?
Oh, so we would just share one of our well, licenses. I mean,
it can be installed on two machines. So yeah, you can share it with them.
Anyway, because there's no way I'm going to do it. I mean, I just
no. Like, there's no way, Adam's doing
not
it.
Not that I don't enjoy even doing stuff like that. It's just like I'm not going to consistently.
Mean, now that I don't have to do the editing, maybe I should do it. Like, I could do it.
You can do whatever you want, but I am realistic. And I know,
but I wasn't doing it before. I wasn't doing it before because I was doing all the show editing. So if you're going to do the show editing, then that means I don't have to do that. So then I will do that. The Webby Awards must be the least exclusive prize on the planet. So if everybody who plays is a winner, who ends up winning the Webby Awards?
Oh, they charge a fee.
Yeah.
Huh. Look at that. I did not know they charge a fee.
Yeah. All of these. Award. I mean, we've
talked about well-respected podcasts that I listen to that I know are well-respected have won Webbies and gone to the Webbies. I didn't know they were paying a fee.
So they paid. And it's like, you know, if that's part of your promotional budget or whatever, then good for you. I feel like the thing now is everybody's just pitching to, be bought, right? Like to be on a network.
Yeah.
And I feel like Spotify is kind of giving up on it because they realize that it's not that great, like the amount that they're paying for these exclusive podcasts like Joe Rogan or everything, they're not going to make that money back. Not what they're paying him.
Maybe not.
Call my daughter. She could learn from you and host my show. She makes $14 being a barista and she is techie. Well, okay. So you're saying Sydney, not the dog, could do it. She makes $14 an hour at being a barista. Now, we could offer her more than $14 an hour, but not 8 hours a day and five days. You know what I'm saying? It would be like, oh yeah, we could pay you $50 to do it.
Well, it depends on how many hours it takes her to do it. Because you said we could offer more than $14 an hour, but if it takes her 5 hours and we pay her $50, then that's only $10 an hour. Then she's making less.
Well, yeah, but someone could do it.
She is the world's best barista.
Okay, but
she won Adam, barista
realistic,
of the month.
Realistically, we're talking about an hour of work. Well, Kathy Bacon, you can talk to her about it and see if she wants to do it. Let's do.
We need some marketing. We need clips that are funny.
Well, that's the problem. Is we no, we don't have anything funny.
Well, you have to make it funny. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to. But
I thought flipping houses was funny, but only as a dad joke. It's like I don't think that's something I would want to put on TikTok. Like me sitting there giggling like a schoolgirl, like going like, "Oh, it's called flipping. So the homes in flipping are flipping houses." Yeah, make her listen to Level 13. Oh yeah, she should get a job at a brasserie. All right, Adam, so now I want to tell you what I was telling the chat room before, but I didn't want to. So
I will trade her braces for helping my friends?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get it. Oh, are you paying for braces as we speak? And you're like, hey, Sydney, not the dog. If you want me to pay for your braces, you have to.
Yeah, have to do this.
You have to be the promoter for Mix Minus?
All right. So let me tell you
isn't
what
it
I
kind of late for her to be doing braces. Shouldn't she have been doing, was she like 12, 13, 14?
Let me tell you what I was telling the chat room before, because when you were gone.
Okay.
Zach and I are moving in November.
Closer to Disney because you're Disney heads. Okay.
But it's we're moving.
Oh.
We're moving. We're not, you know what I'm saying? We're not.
It's like a P.O. box situation. Like,
we're changing our address to my nephew's apartment, but yeah, we're not moving. We're just moving out of the range of the return to office crap because.
Don't you think that's going to be obvious?
No, because here's the thing. We are legit looking to buy land closer to Disney.
One of your coworkers is going to see you like pulling into your garage because they all live in the same town.
If there was like, a coworker that lived within 30 miles of me, I wouldn't have a problem with the return to office. It's like no one is. Here's the thing, Adam. What was I going to say? Oh, I was. We were always talking about moving closer to Disney. So when they first brought up this return to office, I planted that in their heads way back then. And, you know, when this policy was first, I'm like, you do know that we are already planning on moving closer to Disney at the end of this year. Like so the office is already prepared for us to be moving closer to Disney at the end of the year. All I'm doing is accelerating it. And
does your nephew live closer to Disney?
Yes.
How much closer?
Doesn't matter.
Because like he's 5 miles outside of the ring of
pretty much. Pretty much. He's in Lakeland. Yeah. He's pretty much just right outside of the range, but it doesn't matter. We're moving.
I feel like that. Okay. Well, you might not want to say that on a recorded.
That's why I didn't say it.
Well, because this is recorded. I mean, this is still this gettable. This is level 13. Well,
and this will never hit. This is the December 14th or whatever it'll be at the end. Nobody cares, Adam. That's the thing. Is it so? And the reason that this is getting accelerated is because my brother just got excused from having to go to the office. So the only thing that I was doing when I went to the office was having lunch with my brother. So now I don't even have anyone to have lunch with at the office. So not only do I have no one to collaborate with, I have no one to even have lunch with at the office. So it is just a pointless exercise.
Yeah.
So
I don't mind going into the office. And how long is your drive to get to the office?
45 minutes.
Oh. What, 45 minutes?
Yep.
How many miles are you from the office?
23. And if I was going in during rush hour, it would be an hour and 10 minutes to get there.
Huh. You guys have, yeah. So I'm 19.4 miles-ish because I didn't put in the office address because I don't know it. Mm-hmm. But it takes me about 24 minutes.
Okay. What's the population of Arkansas?
Of all of Arkansas?
Okay. Sure. We'll go there. Population of Arkansas. 3 million. So the population of Arkansas as of 2021 was 3 million. Population of Florida, you want to take a guess?
More than that.
22.6 million. So it's very congested here. This is like getting like California.
It's very
Tampa congested. Tampa is a major metropolitan area. It's like driving through Atlanta. It's very, you know, it's like we're having to drive from one side of Tampa to the other during, you know, rush hour, and you've got 22 million people that you're, you know, competing.
Kathy Bacon, I cannot tell you how much 1,100 would have made me. Because every category is a different percentage, but it's anywhere from like 1 to 8%.
So depending on what you bought. The chair must have been pretty high because he bought that chair on sale. I think that chair was like under $200 and you got $3 for it.
I did. $3.
Yeah.
So 1,100 could be like, I don't know.
Cyclone $20. Cyclone says that Florida is many retirees that only go to the Cracker Barrel though. So that is not true. And
it is so true that retirees love Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, but it's not true that Florida is all retirees. Like there are parts of Florida that absolutely are.
I mean, the Golden Girls retirees. Are from Florida, yes, Daniel.
Miami, South Florida. It's like, there are areas of Florida that have a lot of retirees, but not Florida is a very big state. It's like the entire state is not made up of retirees in the Tampa area.
I mean, Florida is the penis of the United States.
It is.
It's the long dong of the U.S.
The flaccid penis of Uncle Sam is right there, just dangling out, pissing on Cuba. So Florida's not,
isn't it fitting that you live in a state shaped like a penis?
It is. I was born.
I mean, the power bottom that you are, living in a state that's shaped like a penis.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was going to go to the casino today.
The casino?
But I was like,
It's funny that he actually left this completely because he said it's the season of doom and gloom. But normally he will come back. He will stay in, and then normally he will stay in and go. Like when they did Charlie Chan, he would even stay in while they were watching Charlie. Anyway, go ahead.
I already forgot what I was saying.
I don't remember what you were saying either, so I can't help you. But
see, I was going to go to the casino today.
Yes.
But
you did.
No, because it was going to be like 35 minutes in really annoying traffic to get there. And like, if I look right now, it's only 20 minutes to get there. But it was also, I was thinking, well, if I go to the casino, I don't want to drive back home in rush hour, right? So like, I don't want to go there at like 3 o'clock because I don't want to stay that long, but I don't want to leave there at 5 o'clock and be driving in 5 o'clock traffic, right? So that means I really shouldn't go until like 4:30 or so, because I don't, you know, that way I could leave at 6, right? So like from 4:30 to 6, I could go to the casino. But then it was just like, okay, well, it's still like a 35 minute, you know, hassle to get there and whatever. And I'm like, maybe I'll just do it on like a random Monday or Tuesday or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, just leave the office early and go to the casino. Do something like that. That's what I should do.
So Fridays is one of your work from the office days?
No. Friday was work from home. I was working from home today. My work from office days technically are Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Practically only Monday and Thursday, because I basically told my boss that I'm not doing 3 days a week. Like I have too much on my plate to give up 3 days of my week. So it's like I'll do 2 days. So I was doing Mondays and Thursdays. And then I guess I'll do Monday this week. And I may do Thursday, I may not. I don't know.
How much are they enforcing it? Because
none at all. There's no one there that takes attendance. There's no one there that cares. There's no one there that I work with.
And I mean, like, we do badge in and badge out. So
yeah, I badge in and badge out, but there's no one I haven't gone in on a Tuesday ever. So, and I have yet to get an email from anyone going like, by the way, we're looking at the badge data and you're not coming in on Tuesdays, right? Like no one's looking at this.
Maybe we've always done this, but I feel like when I started working at the Spitball Factory that we only badged in, but we didn't have to badge out. Like you would walk out and it would just open.
Oh yeah. We don't badge out.
But we now have to badge out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they are tracking how many hours we are actually in the office.
Actually, they're probably just...
That was not the case.
They're trying to cut down on coffee badging. So people just come into the office in the morning to get coffee. They'll badge in and then they just leave and go back home. And then,
but they're tracking whether we were there or not. I mean, is what I'm saying. Like, if...
So anyway, so I didn't go to the casino. So we're getting new counters for the kitchen. And so we had a meeting with Lowe's, you know, to go through our counter options or whatever. So our quote to do our kitchen in granite and replace the sink and the disposal. I think actually they were like, well, you'd have to buy the disposal separately. But so just the sink. So we'll just leave the disposal out of it right now. So redoing the countertops and a new sink is 32. I think Zach said it was like 3,200 for that. That's like everything. That's the labor and everything. I don't know if that's good or bad.
$3,200.
Yeah.
For
new countertops.
New countertops.
And a new sink.
I've never bought new countertops, so I have no idea.
It's 42 square feet of countertop. So 42 square feet of countertop.
And what material is it?
Granite.
Concrete, granite?
Yeah, it's granite.
42.
But. So Cyclone is saying that 3,200 is not bad for granite, this thing. Yeah, we haven't like said yes or no yet, but... we both ahead of time, because we always do this, like ahead of time, we'll be like, okay, before we even talk to them, what's the number you have in your head that you're willing to pay, right? Like what do we need? And so
how many square feet? 42
square feet.
like materials is not that much. It's not, granite's only like $58 a square foot or something. That's
actually, this home guide says in 2023, no, that 80 to 150 per square foot installed on average. But can go as low as 50 per square foot.
Well, I'm saying the materials are just, that's not installed. Okay. Just the materials are like $58 a square foot.
Seems like that's a reasonable price.
Yeah, that seems like it's a reasonable price. But we need to decide what we want to do.
This is unrelated. Yeah. But I am so sick of Wikipedia asking for donations and acting like the world is going to end if you don't give $3 to Wikipedia.
I mean, are there ads like, on Wikipedia?
Look, what the fuck? Just charge me. Like, if you really need money that bad, charge me. Like, just say, hey, if you want to use Wikipedia, pay a subscription fee. Just like, I don't like people going on and starting a GoFundMe to like pay off their car or something.
All they're asking for is $3 for the year, though.
I don't care. Like, charge me. Don't ask me. You're not a charity. You're like, it's not. This is the reason. Okay. This is the reason I now get emails from Jimmy Wales or whatever his name is. I did give them money, and now they will not stop freaking emailing me.
Mm-hmm. So I think you can make a Wikipedia account, and then
I don't even use Wikipedia that often.
No, what I'm saying is, if you make a Wikipedia account, you can then it won't give you that, right?
I donated, and now I get emails.
But
not only do I see it when I go to the I get emails.
So you're getting emails, or you see it when you go to Wikipedia?
No, I both.
Okay, but all I'm saying is that the thing that you see on Wikipedia wouldn't be there if you had an account.
And they're catastrophizing emails like, oh my God, Wikipedia is going to shut down. We need this. Yeah. Like, oh, come on. Yeah.
This is why we need AI to filter the spam.
Like, I mean, if Wikipedia goes away, something will fill its place.
I mean, Wikipedia is pretty impressive. What was I going to say? I was trying to get back to the Trello over here. So anyway, so kitchen counters was the one thing. So Flamey Grant. So there is this drag queen. Her name is Flamey Grant. She was a youth minister for like 22 years before he became a drag queen. And he put out a Christian album. Flamey Grant. Get to it here. Put out a Christian album called Bible Belt Baby.
Okay.
And his most popular song is something called Good Day. Let's take a listen, Adam. It helps if I hit play.
It's been a while since I sat with you without a knot in my chest. Oh, it's been a while since I wanted to. I always felt a little oppressed. Oh, it's been a while.
Anyway, so he has this album, Bible Belt Baby. Sure. It was number one in iTunes in the contemporary Christian charts.
So before he became a drag queen?
No, he was... This album is Flamey Grant. This is whoever he is. This is his drag persona, Flamey Grant.
So a drag queen is popular among the Christians?
Yeah. Had a best-selling Christian album on
iTunes.
Did they
know he was a drag queen?
I don't know. I don't know what's in their head, Adam. But here's what happened is his music agency or whatever submitted his music to be considered for a Christian Grammy Award for a Grammy Award in the Christian category. And when the nominations came back, It was not in the Christian contempt. It was not in the Christian category. It had gotten moved to the pop category. And so the question is why did they move it? He submitted it as a Christian album. It was a Christian, you know, it sold in the iTunes Christian music store. It was played on Christian radio stations. It was like, it was a Christian album until they found out it was a drag queen. And now suddenly it's, you know, oh, well, it can't be a Christian. So they're like, but the definition of what should be a Christian album, according to the Grammys, is any Christian song. It can be a group, a duo of any style. So who is it at the Grammys that has now made this decision that they're not? So I got this email from this agency that sends me emails all the time for podcast guests or whatever. And so Flamey Grant is one of the, you know, interview people that you can talk to.
Yeah.
So I was reading through that and I found it interesting because I have a friend that I went to high school with that was a fairly popular Christian musician. He wasn't a solo artist, but he did a lot of producing and arranging and performing keyboards on a lot of really big name Christian artists. Like he was definitely a big name in the Christian music industry as a musician and a producer. And when he came out as gay, he basically like blacklisted and couldn't, yeah, you know, none of those places would work with him anymore. You know, blah, blah, blah. So to me, it's like, oh, I could have both of them on and talk about, you know, that would be interesting, but that would be an interesting thing to talk about. Like, because questions that I would have would be very atheist centered questions of like, why is this so important to you? Like, why, you know, you're both very talented musicians. Why would you do Christian music? Why is that? This is clearly somebody, you know, an area that they don't want you and you're talented enough to do it in another area. Why would you put yourself through that? You know, but I know that you don't like interviews, and what I need to make this whole thing work would be a Christian, you know, another gay Christian, like another someone to advocate on their side, you know what I'm saying? So that it's not just an atheist just interrogating two Christian artists.
I've never said I would not participate. I've just said that's not my strong suit and it feels awkward to me. I feel like, yeah, that's what I've said.
Because I think it would be fascinating to hear. They both seem, you know, they're both very fascinating people.
Hey, if it gets us more listeners, we should do it. One day we'll be famous gay podcasters.
If we cough up $275, we can win a Webby award. Can we just say that, like, there's no Webby organization. Can we just say that we won a Webby award? Can we just, the Webby award winning podcast, Mix Minus.
I delete those emails. It's not like I'm like, I don't even respond to them. But I'm just like, why am I getting these all of a sudden?
I just remember every time in the past when we would talk about podcast awards, there would be like the sponsors of it. And then you'd go and like, I would go and try to listen to the sponsors podcast, like going, oh, let me see what they're all about. And their podcasts were always so fucking amateurish and just like, wait, you're the arbiter of what podcasts are good. Your podcast sucks. It's like, you know, who, and it, somewhere down the line, it's always a scam. It's always some money-making thing. Did I talk about this on the show? I think I did. I talked about this on the show where our head of sales our company sent out a press release saying that she was listed on the, you know, the top 100 women in tech, you know, by some magazine or whatever. And if you go and really look up that magazine, it's a paid service where, you know, they list the top 100 women in sports, the top 100 women in music, the top 100 women in technology, the top 100 women in healthcare, the top, you know, and they, all of those people that show up on those lists have paid $500 a year to join their networking organization, right? Because you can't be on the list if you're not a member of their organization. So it's literally, they're just making a list. We need another $50,000. Okay, let's make another category, right? It's just always some kind of bullshit, you know, money-making thing as far as podcasting has gone. Like, there is no legit podcast you know, authority or whatever. Thank you. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
I don't disagree. I'm just like, all I'm saying
what
is-
What just happened I thought, to the stream? Oh,
what something, just oh, happened
did
to
something
the stream?
Happen on Discord? Yeah. Is it me? So
the stream or Discord?
Well, they're both listening on Discord, so.
But she said the stream.
I know, but she's- Oh, it just, I just went back to Discord. Oh, okay.
I don't know. What just happened? Cause I didn't.
Well, then let's listen, let's shall we?
Listen.
Here's the stream. Let's see.
We're on the stream. I don't know. What just happened? Cause I didn't. No, we're
well,
there.
Then let's listen, shall we?
Listen. Because
here's the stream.
I don't know.
I always love doing
what
this.
What just happened? Cause I didn't.
I no. love it.
No, we're there.
Well, then let's listen, shall we? Listen.
I just boofed. What is boof?
You just boofed.
What's boof?
I don't know. What is boofed?
What is boofed?
You boofed.
I've never heard. By the way, I haven't seen Good Humor Penguin in a long time.
I know. He was here tonight. Hi, Good Humor. He's probably gone to bed.
Hi, Good Humor Penguin. Welcome. Welcome.
I need to tinkle and Zach got home. Oh, hi, Good Humor Penguin. Hello. Zach just got home, so I have to say hi to him. So can you give me a couple
of minutes? You have to say hi to your buddy?
Yes, to my friend. I have to say hello to my friend, Zach. I'll be right back.
Do you shake hands? He's going to go shake hands with Zach. They're going to do their special handshake. I mean, it could have been the stream, but it was sounding fine for us. So Cyclone is going to help sell artwork for my neighbor on Amazon. Adam can direct some sales to her. Yeah, well, yeah, I will. I will. I will shill for art. Yes. I didn't know you could sell art on. I mean, I don't know why I wouldn't have thought that, but I wouldn't have considered selling art on Amazon. I would have thought like Etsy, or I don't know if there's some other art place to sell art. I mean, obviously like art galleries, but I mean, you can buy anything on Amazon. So I don't know why I didn't think about that. Or, well, I don't really buy art that much. So I'm, you know, I want one of those cows with the bangs, you know, at some point. that's the level of art that I want. Cow with bangs is what I want to do.
Well, I didn't tinkle, so but cute. I did say hello to my friend.
Zach. To your buddy? Yeah.
I'm going to help sell artwork for my neighbor on the Amazon.
I mean, she's going to need to send me a free piece of art so I can review it. And then I can talk about it on my show because I need to, you know, to be able to review something.
Review?
I need to.
Review? Review. You didn't say anything about my pumpkin. Look, I made a pumpkin.
Oh, I didn't know you made that.
I made it last night.
I see you added another one, but you want me to cut those bits out of the video anyway. So I figure you added
no, I
it
don't.
For the video.
I want that there.
I mean, I your just shoulder don't. Covers it anyway.
Not all the but. Time. That you can see it. That you get this. It doesn't cover that one. It's just I gave my nephew my 3D printer, so I don't have anything in that compartment right now. So I was doing that, Adam. I was doing that. All right. What was I wanted to talk about?
I was going to say something.
Oh, what were you?
I have been talking about, you know, wanting to maintain my loyalty because, you know, last year it was about gaining platinum status.
Yes.
Which I did on American Airlines. And then it was about, you know, is it really worth it? Because, you know, whatever. And we did get upgraded a few times to first and, you know, got the priority baggage and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It also multiplies the amount of frequent flyer miles you get as well. Like if you're platinum, you get extra. There's like a multiplier that they add. But now I'm on the hunt to maintain that status because it resets every year.
Every year. It's relentless.
And you have to have 70,000
Oh, the years points. That I was an M-Life platinum and... because we would go to Vegas every year and we would stay there for like 10 days. So it's like, I had the best, you know, I had a really good M Life tier there where I had like, you know, priority seating at the restaurants and comps and all that fun stuff. Yeah. And then we stopped doing Pride 48 in Vegas, and I stopped going to Vegas, and now I'm just nobody. Now I'm no one, Adam.
You're no one.
I'm a no one.
Well, I have discovered,
yes,
and I know this is not a new thing, so everybody's going to be like, yeah, Adam, we all knew this.
I don't know this.
But let me just tell you, I needed to reserve a hotel.
Yeah.
For Kansas City.
Everything's up to date in Kansas City.
If you go through American Airlines as far as you hotel go. Reservation system.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can get up to 10 times.
The cost
of the hotel stay. And you get, and all of that is loyalty points, both miles and loyalty points. So the hotel
Holiday Inn,
I was able to get 5,000 loyalty points.
I think I heard this
for one night.
I think I heard this
for one night, and I was going to do that anyway. Like right, I was going to do it anyway.
Right. I heard this on your award-winning podcast, the Webby award-winning The Geeky Gay.
Oh, did I say that on Geeky Gay?
But I did have a question about that. It's like, did that put you where you need to be? Did those 5,000 points give you the points you needed?
Well, it gets me closer.
Well, how many points are you shy?
No, I'm like 25,000 shy.
I mean, you can always come down and visit us.
Yeah, I can. I may. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But we're kind of busy.
We promise won't make you go to Disney again.
No, just not to that American experience or whatever it was. That was the thing. But no, that's not a, if you're going to do it anyway. Like, look, I'm not going to do extra. No. Kathy Marshall, it is not. Because I checked, I would have paid the same amount for the hotel had I gone through a different website.
No. She's saying what the constantly like booking trips that you don't need to book or whatever in order to maintain your thing. You could just buy the first class seats and not have to worry about your mileage.
I like having the status.
Okay.
I like it. I would use frequent flyer miles or something to come see you. Also, seeing Daniel is always worth it, whether I'm doing it to get oil.
That's not what she's saying. She's just saying that you're stressing about this thing, but you could just...
I'm not stressed. It's now a game.
You could just buy it.
It's now a game.
Okay.
Like I want to... It's a thing, you know? It's fine. People who collect things, you know, I want to maintain my status. Also...
Adam, I was this... Go ahead.
Well, no. I was just going to say... I'm not spending extra money to maintain the status. I'm finding ways to spend the same amount of money that I would have spent, but keep that status. So it's not like I don't want to spend extra money, but if I was going to reserve a hotel anyway,
right?
Which I was, because we're not going to sleep on the street.
Yep.
Then why not go through American Airlines portal and get 5,000 loyalty points?
We just realized the other day that we're like two hotel nights away from Silver at Marriott.
Yeah.
And I think actually the trip to, we haven't booked our hotels in St. Louis yet. So for the December trip. So I think that'll actually put us into Silver. So actually I think next year we'll be Silver on Marriott.
There are actually times where it would be worth it because the mileage multiplier, you can use those frequent flyer miles to like fly to Europe, or like when Mark goes to Philippines, he uses frequent flyer miles to fly to the Philippines.
Yep.
And so if you are a platinum, you get like 2, 3, 4 times the amount of frequent flyer miles, and we get free trips. He goes to the Philippines for free.
Yeah.
Just because he uses a United credit card. But if you're a certain level, you get multipliers on those. So
speaking of collecting and spending and all that stuff, I was so close the other day to buying Lorcana. Do you know what Lorcana is? Have you heard anything about Lorcana?
No.
Okay, so Lorcana is a Disney-based card game.
By the way, why would it make sense for Mark and not me? I also get frequent flyer miles and I use them and I get free flights. So, and it also gives me an extra multiplier if I'm a, I mean, I have 110,000 American Airlines frequent flyer miles right now. So when we fly, I'm also saving money. Anyway, go ahead.
Are you done?
Yes. The chat room was talking to me. I was just.
So Lorcana is this Disney trading card game.
I am going to the Philippines in December. Yes. Lorcana is a trading game. Yes. Go. It is a Disney trading game.
No, go ahead and answer the next question.
No, no.
Because you're just going to, you're going to.
Pause the, go. Yes.
So, one of the Disney YouTube channels I watch were, you know, got it and we're playing it. And it's similar to like Pokemon, I guess, or no, Magic the Gathering or something.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that looks like fun. So I actually went as far as like, I went to a store to see if they had any.
Yes.
Which, spoiler alert, they don't, because they're, everybody's buying them up. And so it, they don't, you can't really get them. They're hard to get.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking about it later and I'm just like, all right, it's $50 for a starter deck. And that's just like your starter deck, right? And then you get these card, you know, these booster packs, and that's where you find your special cards and stuff. And I'm like, this is just kind
of each one of the draw, because you have
and like, each one of those
pack that's like shit,
right? Yeah. Each one of those booster packs is like $15, and then it's like, and then you're not going to be able to, you know, play, because if it's a valuable card, then you know you don't play it because you don't want to ruin it, because you want to, you have to sell it because it's worth a lot. And it's like this just seems like, you know, I just wanted to play the card game. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, I just wanted to play
these,
a game.
All of these card games are about collecting and the rarity of certain cards and like, yeah.
There's a TikTok series that I watch that's, it plays like the Antiques Roadshow music, but it's like, the, you know, the NFT Roadshow where they're like, well, I bought this NFT, you know, for $750,000. You know, it's the Bored Monkey and blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm happy to tell you that it's worth nothing.
Yeah. I mean, all of that stuff is only worth as much as people think it is. So to answer your other question, it is likely that I'm going to the Philippines with Mark for part of his trip in December. And I haven't said anything about it because it's not set in stone. He is definitely going. I will not. He goes for like a month. Right. I'm not going to go for a month.
Are you going to meet his family?
I've already met his family.
Oh,
I didn't know. I went to the Philippines. We know this. Were we doing our podcast when I went to the Philippines?
I don't
know.
Been
to the Philippines. I've already been to the Philippines once.
I don't track where you go.
But regardless, yes, I had lunch with his parents.
Oh.
Like I've, yes. But,
Did they like their food?
I don't know. They don't speak English. And so I don't know.
Maybe that's where Mark gets it from.
His dad said I was very handsome over and over and over again, which I don't know why. But I was like, oh, thank you. But again, yes, I've been to the Philippines. I was doing a podcast at this time.
Okay, but I'm just saying, Kathy Bacon and I both listened to your podcast and neither of us remember this.
There is no way, is no way that I didn't mention it. I was, but I just want to say also, we fly all the time and I use frequent, whether I'm going to the Philippines or not, I use my frequent flyer miles to fly.
You can come visit.
So if I'm getting free flights and I'm spending the same amount of money that I would have spent anyway, why not be a loyalty platinum person if it gets me extra frequent flyer miles? I do like, you know, being able to go to the priority desk and, you know, having the little orange tag on my bag that says this is a priority bag and whatever. It's not really about first, although I do enjoy, because the seats are getting ridiculous.
They are.
Like now, it is so, like the seats are so small. Yes?
No, it's not. We were just looking because we need to go to either Japan or China, and both of those are like, you know, 16-hour flights. And I was like, well, I want the little cube. Like, I don't want to sit in a, I'm not going to sit in an economy seat for 15, 16 hours. That's just not going to happen.
I mean, I do now, but I'm just like, I wouldn't pay for a first class ticket. Like, I don't care how much money I make. Well, I can't say that, but I think it's ridiculous to pay for business or first class because it is so much more expensive. But if you upgrade me, hell yeah, I'm going to sit in a business or first class seat. Like, if I'm getting it for free, yeah, sure.
Yeah, there's no way I can fly economy to China.
I mean, those are so expensive now, though. Steve and I were talking about it, and he was saying that it's hundreds of thousands of frequent flyer miles now to fly, like, to Europe, to some places, for, like, business class or first. It's, like, ridiculously, like, high amount of points.
So... yeah, but all right. Let's just pick a thing. So can I go all the way out to? Yeah, all right. So let's say we want to go to Japan on Zach's birthday. So I'm gonna fly out May 9th, and I'm gonna return the 18th. So that gives us a standard kind of a trip there. We're gonna fly to Tokyo. Go ahead.
Find my stepdad sister. Steve. Kathy Bacon.
Steve's the dog.
Steve, not the dog. Yeah.
So a round trip Delta flight from Tampa. Oh, that's a one stop. Oh, I don't want it. There's no nonstops.
Oh, you want a nonstop to China? Did you say China? Is that
no, Tokyo.
I sound like Trump. China.
China. No, so- I just always prefer nonstops. I could just go, you know what I could, here's the thing. I will drive to Atlanta and take a nonstop from Atlanta instead of doing a layover. So.
You guys think that I'm like extravagant and I just spend all this money and whatever. And you may be right, but I will tell you one thing. I am a cheapskate when it comes to flying. All right, we always do these internet deals and like the cheapest thing we can find or use frequent flyer miles or like whatever. Like I do not like to pay a lot of money for flights.
Okay. So here's the thing. So a Tampa to Tokyo, if I was going to fly regular, you know, economy, whatever, main cabin, right? So main cabin is $1,863 a person, right? So, so $1,863 for the main cabin. But premium is $3,530. So it's only
that's a lot.
That's less it's than double. No, it's that's not double. Quite that's not
all oh, well, almost close. Same plane, same amount of time, just slightly better service.
What do you mean slightly seat. Better service? It's an 18-hour flight. It's like
I don't think I would do it. I mean, I would have to be a multimillionaire. I feel that.
All right. So
no, I'm sure it's worth it. I would not feel comfortable paying $4,000 for myself for one flight.
Like now, if we wanted to do Delta One, which is that's the 180 degree flatbed seat with a full height privacy door, complimentary Sky Club access, and you know whatever. What do you think that is?
A lot.
Just give me a number. What do you think that cost?
$7,325.
You're good at that. Yeah, $7,476.
Oh, look at that. Too much. Like, we're getting to the point. We're getting to the numbers.
I don't want a private door or whatever. I just want, there's no way I'm going to sit in a tiny little economy seat.
Guys, everybody listening to my voice right now, I just want you to understand this. You have these thoughts about me and how much I spend. There is no way. Like, that is approaching what we would pay for the entire vacation. I mean, not really. But I mean, when you factor in two tickets, you know, so we're like $3,500 per ticket. You're at $7,000 just for the flight. That is approaching the cost for the entire vacation. Going to Europe or something like that. So like there is,
but I'm not going to Europe. I'm going to Japan.
Well, I mean, I haven't flown to Japan, so I'm not, but anyway, there's nothing wrong with it. I just would not feel comfortable spending that much money. Now, again, if I got upgraded, I would take it.
Now, see, Kathy Marshall does bring up a good point about taking Xanax or whatever. I mean, I have doctors in my family. It's like, or I could even go to my regular doctor and just say, like, can you prescribe me Ambien or something so that I can sleep on this flight? It's like, I'm sure I could drug myself and sleep the entire time. That's not the fear or whatever. But it's
something about my brain that it's like, a little bit of extra room and like what? And it's like $4,000 for one flight. Like, no. But I mean, again, when I'm a multimillionaire, maybe I'll be like, you know, yes.
I mean, I enjoyed our suite on our ship, on the Royal Caribbean ship.
Well, that you bid for, yes, and you got a deal.
Yes.
So that's a little different. That's a little different.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, you didn't pay full fare. I mean, those suites are super expensive. Yeah, so you did not pay full fare for that.
Oh, nowhere close to it. Yeah. No.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. It's different.
And all the perks that we got with it, there was, you know, I understand. I understand the whole perks thing. I love the concierge lounge. I love the, you know, the private dining room. And
I don't know why they don't give you like access to the, I don't know why they don't give you access to the lounges, mm-hmm, for these different like premier or like platinum or whatever. That does not include access to the, now maybe when you get to a certain level it does, but a level that I can't achieve at this point in my life.
So you're talking about the Sky Lounges or whatever?
Yeah, like the Sky Lounge.
I mean, what is it? All right. I have been in Sky Lounges before.
Yeah, we use them. Mark gets a couple of complimentary ones on United.
I just don't understand the big hoopla about it. It's like,
they're not. And actually,
it's crappy food, watered down drinks. And it's like, I don't want to drink before I get on a flight anyway, because I don't want to pee, because I don't want to get up. You know, here's my perfect flight. This is my perfect flight, Adam. I arrive, I sit down, I pull out my iPad, I pull up in my earbuds, and I start watching a movie. And I get into the movie, you know, like maybe 20, 30 minutes into the movie, just starting to get into it. And then I pause because I hear them calling my seat, you know, my group. And then I get up, I get on the plane, I sit down in my window seat, I buckle my seatbelts, I pull back out my iPad, and I continue watching the movie, and I just keep watching that movie. And then I watch the movie after that, and then I've landed and I'm wherever I'm supposed to be. It's like, that is my perfect flight. I don't want to look out the window. The only reason I want the window seat is because I want to lean my head. It's like, I just have my iPad and my earbuds, and I just watch movies or TV shows or whatever, and that's it. You know, and if I fall asleep, that's great. I don't have a problem sleeping on planes. So if I'm tired and I fall asleep while the TV's playing, whatever, I don't care. That's fine. That's a good thing. And I don't want to look around the plane. I don't want to interact with people on the plane. I don't want snacks. I don't want drinks. I don't want anything.
I want snacks and drinks.
No, because then I'm going to have to get up and pee. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to poo
on a plane. I'm okay peeing.
No, I don't. It's not about, I don't, it's not a, the function is not the problem. The problem isn't peeing. The problem is,
you don't enjoy travel, though, is what it's
correct.
Seems.
No, the problem is that there's two people wedged in next to me because I'm in the window seat. So there's two people wedged in next to me that I don't know, because Zach also likes window seats. So he's not next to me. He's in a robe above me.
I want an aisle.
So, aisle. Doesn't, well, then that, if you're in the aisle seat, which I don't like, yeah, you can get up and pee because you're not bothering anyone. I have to make two other grown adults get up and like slide out so that I can go pee.
Why do you want a window seat if you have no desire to look out a window?
Because
that makes no sense.
Because I can lean my head and go to sleep. I can literally like put myself here and go to sleep. Also, I hate like that whole people take up the armrest and stuff like that. I scoot all the way over towards the window and I don't want you to touch me. I'm over here and I'm just over here leaning away, up against the window, watching my iPad movie. And I don't want to interact with the people next to me.
middle seat. Okay, the rule is the person in the middle seat gets both of their armrests.
No.
That is just the rule. Yes, it is, because they're sitting in the middle seat. That is the politeness rule. They should get both of their armrests. The window seat gets the one armrest on one side, the aisle seat, because they are getting extra space. The person in the middle seat has people on both sides of them. They should get both of their armrests. They should get each side. I do the aisle because, especially when there's no one walking around, like when they turn the lights on, you can even like have your leg kind of partially out in the aisle.
I don't care. If the person in the middle seat wants their arm,
Daniel just doesn't like to travel.
I don't. I do.
That is the thing. I love traveling. And not only do I love traveling.
Thank you. No touchy. Those are common people, Cyclone. I don't want common people to touch me. Here's the thing. I don't. You know what I want, Adam? The greatest invention that could ever be made would be like a transporter. I love going to places.
I'm not even sure that you like going places.
I love other places. Sure. I don't like going to them. I don't like the act of going to them. I love
Disney.
Like,
we're on this beautiful beach, you know, and you're like, I can't go to get an internet signal. What am I going to do? Like,
Adam, I live in Florida. Like, I am literally surrounded by beautiful beaches. I know, but still,
you're somewhere different. Would you have been any different if we'd have been in like a, you know, on a snowy mountain?
Yeah. When we were in Alaska, I didn't do that.
I think you're not as much of a fan of travel in general, but
Here's the thing. I want to go to Tokyo because I want to go to Tokyo Disneyland.
Yeah.
I want to go to Shanghai and Hong Kong because I want to go to Disneyland in Shanghai.
But it's not about traveling or seeing those places. It is literally because you want to see Disney in all of those places.
Yes.
So it's different.
Yes. I do not care. Yes. You are absolutely correct. Like in France, the only thing I want to see in the entire country of France
is Disney.
I do not care about
eating French food or going to the Tour Eiffel, the Eiffel Tower.
Nope.
For those, you know, all of that.
Nope.
Yeah.
Do not care. I am interested in going to Ireland. I'm interested in going to Scotland. I'm interested in going to Germany. I'm interested in going to Norway, Amsterdam. I think I would enjoy going to Egypt if...
They don't like gay people. I don't know if I can go there.
I would want to see the pyramids, but I mean, I could skip it if I needed to.
I mean, I literally think they execute you or something in Egypt for being gay. I don't want to. I would love to see that stuff, but I don't want to be executed.
Here's the thing. What I've learned in my old age is that my favorite environments are tropical. Like, my favorite place to sit at Walt Disney World when we're at Animal Kingdom is Nomad Lounge, but I like to sit on the outside, you know, on the outside patio overlooking all the greenery around me. It's like the more green, lush stuff that's around me and heat that's around me, the happier I am. And so it's like, I don't like cold. And it's like
a majority of the places that you mentioned wanting to go are not tropical.
I know. That's the thing. That's
Ireland,
my problem.
Scotland, Norway.
Thank you. Now, Adam, you know my pain. You know my pain is that my comfort zone, right, is 78 degrees is what I have my air conditioner set at. Like 78 degrees, that is what our air conditioner set at is 78 degrees.
It is so hot.
I am a Floridian. I live in the tropics. I don't, you know, I thrive in.
See, I know that you say that. I know that you say this.
Yes.
But Arkansas is also hot. And how I deal with that is by turning on the air conditioning. So I don't think that just because you grew up in a hot place, because I mean, it gets consistently in the hundreds in Arkansas, just like it does in Florida. It's not as humid, but I mean, still, it gets very hot, and I've turned the AC on 69.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I mean, no, it's like, no, yeah,
that's
I mean, it's
freezing. That is freezing cold.
I know that it gets hot in Arkansas. I know that it gets hot in a lot of places. It gets really hot in Kansas.
And I mean, Mark is from the Philippines.
It may shock you to know, Adam, that it usually never gets to 100 degrees in Florida. It's like the
humidity. No, it doesn't. You just have a lot of humidity. Yeah,
the humidity makes sure that that doesn't happen. But the, what am I trying to say? It's like
but I get it.
But the humidity works in your favorite. Yeah, I love it. There is nothing like, I know you're going to think I'm crazy on this, but there's nothing like sitting in the shade in Florida. As long as you're not in the direct sun, if you're in shade in Florida, like sitting on a nice chair in the shade or on a hammock in the shade or whatever, it's lovely. Florida is delightful and it's lovely. And it's the you don't want to stand out under the sun. It's very hot and it will like kill you. So, you know, we live in water and shade. It's like, that is Florida. Florida to me is green and water and shade. And those are the places that I love in Florida. And when you can combine those things, like Nomad Lounge at Animal Kingdom, which is, you know, overlooking a little canal with a lot of greenery and a lot of shade, and it's in Florida and it's warm and it's great. It's like, that's paradise for me. That's amazing. And that's kind of like why I want to buy this land, is because I want to have, you know, an outside patio with lots of greenery around it. And, you know, and it's covered enough that it's like, if it's raining outside, whatever, you can still sit on the patio and enjoy the rain and whatnot. It's like, I want a nice big covered patio with lush greenery outside and some, you know, water without mosquitoes.
No, I get it. But what you're saying is, what you love, you already have. So you don't need to travel anywhere else.
All right. Let me address some of these things here in the chat room, because I have not been, doing it. Kathy Marshall says, and you run outside year around. There's 2 months out of the year that I just can't run outside. And, I am out there now running and I love it. It's been really great weather. And of course I obviously have to run outside during my races the next couple of weeks, but yeah, you couldn't live in Florida without AC. You know what? I did though. I lived most of my early life in Florida without AC. We didn't have AC.
Oh, I couldn't live without AC anywhere.
You say that, but it's like we didn't have.
Well, I mean, AC. I could live if I had to live. I mean, I would not when I was, actually die.
When I was a kid, and I went to elementary school, we didn't have air conditioning in the schools. It's like we had fans and stuff, but it's like, so in Florida in the summer, we went to school. It was hot, and you know there were days that it was really hot, but. We had fans.
I've had air conditioning my entire life, all of my life, as far as I know, unless there was some time when I was a baby that I didn't know, but we had air conditioning in my house that I grew up in. And so I don't know, and I would go we went to Seattle and they had a heat wave and everybody's like, why are you so hot, Adam? And I'm like, it's so hot in Arkansas. Why are you so hot? And I'm like, cause you folks don't have air conditioning.
Yeah, but the difference is that Arkansas does have seasons, right? Arkansas does have
winter.
We
do have seasons.
Yeah, we don't. Like, you know that, right? We don't have seasons in Florida.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So,
we have summer. We have summer light. And we have a week or two of winter.
You have summer zero?
We do. We have summer light and summer zero, depending on whether you're talking about the spring or the fall. But right now, it's lovely. It's probably today when I was out running, it was probably 82, 83, really low humidity. It was lovely. The sun was out. Most of the route that I run on is shaded, it was lovely. It was just, it was a great run today.
It's now mostly in the 60s and 70s right now here, between 50s and 70s.
That's like our overnights. Our overnights are in the 50s and 70s.
Well, yeah.
But our daytimes are in the 80s still.
We're away from the 80s at this point. Mostly.
Yeah. And we will, in Florida, it'll be in the 80s until January. So it's Florida temperature.
I don't enjoy heat, but I also don't enjoy cold. So I really need a nice like 70 year round would be
so
ideal.
Here's Florida. So the annual monthly temperature averaged, whatever. We are currently in October. So our average temperature in October is 74.7. So 74.7 degrees is our average temperature in October. In November, it gets 67 is our average temperature in November. And our average temperature in December is 62. So those are, and then we have winter in January where it goes down to 59 is the average. But like even in our hottest months, you know, like July, August, and September, the highest we get, you know, have an average of like 82.6. So 82.6. It's just, it gets really, really humid in August and September. That's all. So those are our two months. Those are not seasons, Kathy Marshall. They're gentle.
California is also a place. There are some areas of California that don't really have seasons. They stay 75 year round.
They're gentle changes, Kathy
Redwood
Marshall.
City, California, 75 year round.
Gentle changes. I tried something at Epcot the last time I was there, and I know that you consider yourself to be a foodie. So I'm curious if you
A foodie one about me, because I don't eat seafood. I mean, I'm a foodie light.
No. It's fine. This is not a seafood question. This is, there was an item that I got at Epcot during the Food and Wine Festival, which is still going on. It is called a pickle milkshake. Would you have tried a pickle milkshake?
I feel like that is not a foodie thing. It sounds more like a state fair thing, but yeah. I would try that.
So,
but it sounds like a shock factor food. Like
it's not really
more than love pickles.
Let me tell you
pickles.
What it is. Let me tell you what it is, because it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like pickle juice ice cream or anything. It was basically, it was vanilla ice cream with a slight dill seasoning. So like dill weed, like, you know, some dill weed seasoning. So it was like basically like a dill weed ice cream, which was lovely. It was very creamy and very lovely. And then on top of it, they put some like little salt, you know, like some pickling spices or whatever.
Okay.
Basically salt or whatever.
I would try it.
It was delicious. It was delicious. It was absolutely delicious. It did not taste like a dill pickle at all. It tasted like, you know how a dill has a much more subtle taste.
For some reason, I don't like you calling it dill weed. I know that's what it is, but it sounds less appetizing when you say dill weed.
Okay, dill.
Just say dill.
Dill.
Just
dill. Dill. Yeah. Dill, 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 dill.
Sydney Poo, Sydney Poo, Sydney, Sydney, Sydney Poo. Okay. On that note, I do have a haircut tomorrow, which I didn't mention.
No, you didn't mention. You should have mentioned that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to keep you up.
Shut
it down, people. Shut it down.
I'm okay with this time, but I am now.
I know.
Shutting it down.
No, that's fine. That's good. I will see you in 2 weeks then. Wish you a happy pink concert.
Good luck on your runs.
Thank you.
Your runs.
Yeah.
Hope you get that looked at.
Good luck on having the runs. Okay, great. I'll be running next Saturday and the Saturday after that. So it'll be November.
Yeah, it'll be 3 weeks, not two.
October 10th will be our next live
November
show.
10th. November we're already 10th. October 21st, not October 10th, but yeah, November 10th.
I said that, didn't I?
No, you said October 10th.
Oh, but November 10th. Anyway, all right. Good night, chat room.
Good night, chat room. For thanks for being with us.